Good afternoon and welcome to Born on the 4th of July, right here on RBN. And today is July 20th, moving on through July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, and it is my honor to spend time with you, the listening audience of RBN. Can't take anything for granted. Everything you're going to do, you better do this very day. It's an exciting and tormenting time in which to live. Many things are coming upon us on a daily basis, ideas to put our minds around. Is there global warming or isn't there? Is there such an extraordinary shift in money to be made in this new green industry, all because of carbon dioxide? Is this true or is it fallacy? Is it propaganda? What about the idea that we are so into consumerism? Remember what President George W. told us, that we should go out and buy things after 9/11? And yet, now we're hearing something else about being consumers. And I just want to say we're going to get a lot of things coming toward us. We must be very, very careful to seek the insight and the environment of learning that we need to come up with proper solutions, proper ideas, proper assessments, and then take the energy to take truth to power and inform and discuss as neighbor to neighbor, citizen to citizen, with those that hold elective office. Do not be intimidated. In a very polite manner and always informed, contact very, very often those who lead you at a state level and at a national level. Why would I bring all this up today when we have many things to cover? Because it is so important that we get the proper mindset without the propaganda. What about this week? A date on this is 17 July, and it is written by Keith Johnson, and I think it's found in the Wall Street Journal, and it has to do with a title, U.S. Commerce Secretary Tells Americans They Need to Pay for Chinese Emissions. This is a quote from the Commerce Secretary. As he visited China, Commerce Secretary, his name, Gary Locke, L-O-C-K-E. It's important that those who consume the products being made all around the world to the benefit of America and its own consumption activity that's causing the emission of greenhouse gases. Then, quite frankly, Americans need to pay for that. And he made those comments to the American Chamber of Commerce in Shanghai. The idea that rich country consumers should pick up the tab for China's industrial emissions has been gaining currency lately. The argument is that many of China's factories churn out cheap stuff for the West and not for their own domestic consumption. We're going to go to break here and we'll be right back. Today's guest is Matt Moody, so don't go away. Join with us.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as as many companies providing emergency feeding programs simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
An important part of healing in youth involves your body's ability to create proteins at a rate faster than your body is breaking down. The process of creating proteins is orchestrated by amino acids and repair proteins, both of which become deficient in the typical person's body the older they get, so that by age 40, the rate of repair has declined enough that the effects are very noticeable to most people. Chrysalis is a liquid spray nutritional supplement that supplies the body an essential repair protein. By taking Chrysalis, you can potentially improve your overall rate of repair. This product is reported to have a profound track record of success. People frequently report deeper sleep, more energy, better mood, aches and pains going away, loss of body fat, gray hair reversing, vision improvement, and much more. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Go to learnthesecretstoyouth.com. That's learnthesecretstoyouth.com or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July, and guess what? We're going to go rap with a music video right here shortly. Just be reminded that on July 12th, the U.S. is to spend another $1 billion on flu vaccine, and there will be another $1 billion worth of orders placed to the bulk ingredients for H1N1 vaccination, and the Congress has agreed with the president that this is the number one priority, keeping Americans safe and secure. I checked it out, and overall, global, last week, 429 people globally have died with this new swine flu. We're going to go to a rap music clip found on the internet, and it was on Mike Rivero's website, and so you can go there and find it yourself. There is a Dr. Maxine Cox who speaks upon an issue there on the video, and she is from the CDC. So we're going to ask the producer to please play the rap clip and see what you think of it. So here we go.
Put the needle on the record, put the needle on the record, put the needle on the record when the drum beats go like this.
The only way that a human being can get a bird flu or a swine flu is if it is injected in them.
So how did we get swine flu then?
It's been made in a factory and injected.
Say no to the vaccine.
Needle on the record, put the needle on the record, put the needle on the record when the drum beats go
I put the needle to the record, cause the needle is defective, and the needle breaks the record when the needle is the method for prevention of the fever, bringing death to the receiver. There's no effort in believing that the method feeds the fever. See the leader, diseases are invented in the lab. One believes it, or reading recent mentions of the jab, centered in a grand scab of corruption and lies, injecting views of doom from newsroom into the public eye. But now the floor has risen on a cause of autism. Doctors show research and scores applaud with them. It's mercury and vaccines, often there's more given, peace ignored and forbidden, cause profit is war driven. A score billion on vaccines alone, and the government don't care, they're always taxing the clones. And the CDC is right behind this rolling cart, part involved from the start in this evolving art. Big pharma, big deception, Obama, big karma, enter White, Roach, Bayer and Baxter healthcare. All assorted history with stacks of health scares. You got HIV and bird flu mixed up in the shots. I've been connecting the dots between the money that swaps. Conspiracy? Yeah, I sense a couple of plots.
If you never want to get the swine flu, don't go get the swine flu vaccine.
There is one little word that can save your health. Just say no. Say no to the vaccine.
And if the doctor says, then make him take it himself. Just say no. Say no to the vaccine.
There is one little word that could save your health. Just say no. Say no to the vaccine.
And if Obama says, then make him take it himself. Just say no.
Say no to the vaccine.
I don't need your prescription, I ain't got no affliction. Corporate pharmaceutical dealing with politicians. Put them on prescription, that should be our own decision. Whether we want spending on vaccines or health and education. Soon they enlist the general populace. They adding to the list pharmaceutical benefits. Yo, Alexa Finland, Glasgow Smith Klein, often life and fine. Still ain't seen a disease, knack out cough and little swine. Depopulation linked with holding vaccines. Rather let a product lapse and save some human beings. Now death is a common being, so they won't hear us when we're running on the machine. Yeah. Another flu kill, that ain't our biggest threat. What about an aging population with no safety net? So we continue to believe everything we read. There just ain't no taste in their newsfeed.
Weapons of trial and error, we're smiling in terror at the doctor and nurse. Take a hold of yourself and control of your health and say no.
No, why don't you go first?
There's one little word that can save your health. Just say no. Say no to the vaccine.
If the doctor says, then make him take it himself.
Say no, no, no. Say no to the vaccine. There's one little word that can save your health. Just say no. Say no to the vaccine.
And if Obama says, then make him take it himself. Just say no.
Say no to the vaccine.
Don't get any injections. You never know what's in them. They're all poison. And there's no record that they ever prevent anything.
The vaccine manufacturers need approximately 8 to 9 months to produce the amount of vaccine that's going to be required for immunizing the at-risk populations. And so we have to make our recommendations almost a year in advance.
Tja, you need to stand up for your rights.
Was I? Conspiracies, secret ops and spy stations, and the catchword of the year, depopulation. But humans generally are hard to kill, even with the jar of pills. That's why the politicians have to pass a bill for compulsory Gardasil. From Malta to Dargaville and farther still, another bill protects this evil Gardasil. May commit from liability for illness or death that may occur, cause infertility and cancer are hidden inside the brick, and immune disorders have you bedridden, retired and sick. Research is your friend, knowledge keeping is king. Every vaccine has a poison dollar deep in its sting. There's no master flu, they're just after me and you. The last dance is due, now they mask a see-through. SARS was a cheap, sweet, true swine flu. A scam too, designed to make $1 trillion on out-of-date Tamiflu. Manufactured viruses, biological warfare, psychological torture, jail, a jab,
awesome more prayers.
Our bodies are designed to fight those bugs intruding, but only when our diet is right, so don't shove junk food in.
In 1976, it was thought we were on the brink of another major flu outbreak. Medical science appeared to be prepared. The experts planned to use their best weapon yet, prevention with the flu vaccine. 500 soldiers in Fort Dix, New Jersey, came down with the flu in February of 1976. Private David Lewis died, and it was determined that he had suffered from swine flu. At the time, it was feared that approximately 500 other soldiers on the base were ill with the same strain of influenza, and the alarm was sounded. In March 76, President Gerald Ford announced the biggest immunization program in history.
This virus was the cause of a pandemic in 1918 and 1919 that resulted in over 500,000 deaths in the United States.
Ford's intention was to vaccinate every man, woman, and child in the United States. Vaccine was rushed into production and imported in great quantities. The cost was to be about $135 million. And the first batch of vaccine was delivered on November 1st. The first public swine flu clinic opened 3 weeks later. From the beginning, the program was criticized for being hastily implemented and unnecessary. But over 50 million people in North America were inoculated at a cost of $100 million before investigators discovered an apparent increase in a rare paralytic disorder called Guillain-Barré syndrome among the recently vaccinated. This and the fact that the epidemic failed to materialize led to a quick end to the vaccination program in December 1976.
Researchers and experts now fear that the failure of the swine flu epidemic to materialize in 76 will have detrimental effects on preparations for future pandemics. Dr. Arthur Silverstein was an advisor to the U.S. Senate Health Committee in 1976 and has written a book about the swine flu scare. Dr. Silverstein, you called your book about the experiences of 76 pure politics, impure science. Why is that the right image for those experiences?
I think it's the right image because whereas one still does, didn't then and still doesn't know all that much about the science of influenza virus, one knows a fair amount about how politics works in Washington. And politics worked very smoothly, although the science did not in the 76 flu outbreak.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think that along with the rap of Say No, you have also heard the words of the President, President Ford, and then he also described what the swine flu was made up of in 1976, at least to his knowledge and his willingness to put this across on the nation. And of course, it all subsided in December. The reason for that was because the population at that time could bring recourse against the United States government and then have some sort of settlement for the disaster and the health and the loss of life. That was 1976, and thanks to YouTube and technology, there are many places that you can go to find what you have just listened to or also find other information about the 1976 pandemic. So a good site is globalresearch.ca, and you can have a complete finding of the 60 Minutes in 1979. Why is this so important when I have a guest standing by and he's full of information and ready to go? Because the timing here is so important. School is starting. Grants of money have been given here to various schools in Salt Lake and in Utah to rev up for a vaccination set up for our school children in the fall of 2009. And we're still with many questions. But to satisfy the concern of whether you have recourse, let me just enlarge upon this for just a moment. Remember the word mandate. Mandating vaccinations, some countries are already underway. Obligatory is another word you can mean, understand. On command or order, that's another definition of mandate. We're going to go to break, and then I'll finish off, and we'll go to the next segment. We'll go right now to commercial break. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you?
Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, and we were just talking a little bit about a mandated pandemic, I'll call it, but a possible pandemic. We've had the scare in April and May and June, and now the mandated vaccinations coming along, billions being spent, and what's all this about exactly? We know that Gerald Ford, the president in 1976, tried to describe, you've just heard him, the flu as being connected with the 1918 flu and pandemic. And the difference was when they found out quickly that it was causing death and injury and paralyzing people, they stopped it by December of 1976. And you heard the statement, would this be difficult for the operations in other pandemics? What's different now? You have no recourse. How do you know? Because of Executive Order 13375, George W. Bush, 2005, and he enlarged upon it in U.S. Code 264, small b, it is hereby ordered as follows. Based upon the recommendations of the Secretary of Health and Human Services in consultation with the Surgeon General and for the purpose set forth, Section 1, Executive Order 13295 of April 2003, and now they're amending Executive Order 13295, is amended, adding at the end thereof the following. Influenza caused by, what are they calling, The AH1N1, what goes in front of it? Remember, novel. Influenza caused by novel or re-emergent influenza viruses that are causing or have potential to cause a pandemic. So specifically, this is George W. Bush in 2005 by executive order pinpointing, classifying, identifying what we are about to face now, right? Okay. Also, it goes on to say, this order is not intended to and does not create any right or benefit, substantive or procedural, enforceable at law or in equity by any party against the U.S., its departments, agencies, entities, officers, employees, or agents. Signed, April 1, 2005, filed with the Office of the Federal Register on April 5, 2005. So, ladies and gentlemen, there isn't the curb. There isn't the stopgap measure. You could die. You have no recourse. You have no liability to impose upon anybody. It's all here, written out. So the urgency of the hour is incredible. To inform and be well aware yourself, to speak with your neighbors and friends. Passionate? Yes, I am very passionate about this concept of mandated vaccinations. And to further give foundation to what we're talking about, consider that there was a contract let 1997 for the recreation of the Spanish flu. And that was given to a Dr. Jeffrey Taubenberger. And in his words, I repeat, the Spanish flu influenza pandemic killed at least 20 million people in 1918 and 1919, making it the worst infectious pandemic in history. Understanding the origins of the 1918 virus and the basis for its exceptional virulence may aid in the prediction of future influenza pandemics. So what did they do? They worked from 1997 through 2003 and recreated sequences consistent with, and this is his terminology, novel H1N1 influenza A. Those are the words of Dr. Jeffrey Taubenberger, who had the contract and the assignment to recreate. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. You think on that, maybe just say no. I hope that information will be of help. And Matt, it's all yours.
Well, thank you. Let me tell you, this pro-Constitution, pro-Republic, pro-life, pro-gun veteran and apparently domestic terrorist is thrilled to be with you today. How you doing?
I'm just great, but the urgency for our little people in schools having this kind of an injection in such a hurried manner is a very frightening aspect. And so I'm thinking maybe we'll talk about this topic a lot with you and with others so we can speak out among our neighborhoods to our leaders and say, hey, wait a minute, millions can be spent, but don't put it in my arm.
Oh, exactly. You know, this is turning into a real fiasco. And in fact, I've had some meetings recently with some folks and very concerned individuals. I got to state up front that I'm not a doctor, I'm not a physician, but I certainly do work and talk with chemists and doctors, nurses.
We're going to go to break here, Matt, and then we'll be right back and we'll give you that mic. And great opportunity. Okay. Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 Debt Relief Secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July, a beautiful summer, a wonderful gentleman, Matt Moody, an American, a veteran, someone who's willing to try to do something to save the Republic. He's going to be the father of a bride. He's got lots going on in his life. He's had an interesting couple of weeks on some issues, and the time is yours, and certainly next hour. So welcome back, and Matt Moody, online with you.
Hey, thanks, Barbara Jean. I'll tell you what, you know, you were talking about the flu vaccine viruses, and I've met with several people over the last couple of weeks, and it's been very interesting to note that the general consensus is that we need to stay away from these things. Now, that's a personal choice. Everybody's got to make that decision on their own. Again, let me reiterate, too, that I'm not a physician. I haven't done anything in that arena, but you know, I have been in the military, and I've seen the types of shots and inoculations, and trust me, when I went through Marine Corps boot camp, I was inoculated with about everything I could imagine, and I always wondered, I questioned even then, you know, even though knowing that I would have to be subjected to those immunizations, that I didn't have a choice, but I always thought, I wonder what's in these, and coming to find out that, you know, post-shots, several of us got sick from different things, and never really thought much about it. I just figured, well, it was a natural reaction to the shots. Well, today we find ourselves, and history has proven, that things have to be injected. Your body has a pretty good defense system. Most people's bodies have a very good defense system. And one of the things that concerns me about this bill, Barbara Jean, is this, and that Title III of the bill entitled Improving Your Health, Improving the Health of the American People. It has subtitles A and D and so on and so forth, and B and C. What it comes down to is that the program literally reaches out and has the ability to have what they call home interventions to promote the immunizations that fall under subcategory C, creating healthier communities. So, you know, CNSNews.com reported on this, and a really good article that people ought to go check out is called Healthcare Bill Will Fund State Vaccine Teams to Conduct Interventions in Private Homes. And this to me was just unbelievable. I could not, for the life of me, believe what I was hearing and reading. And I thought, my gosh, this can't be true. But it is. And so we have got to take some steps here to prevent this. Now, I will tell you, too, that in the last month, I met with a individual who, I'm not naming names for obvious reasons, but he is a PhD chemist. He is involved with a large company, international firm, and he's had the opportunity to travel throughout the world and do studies on various things, on these viruses. And his remark to me was, I have admonished my entire family not to take the shot. And he says, I know what's going on here. It seems very, very perplexing to me. And he said, let's try to avoid this at all costs. Well, that's what I've done. I've heeded the words of individuals whose minds are immeasurably superior to mine. And I am not going to go down that road. But I got to be honest with you, Barbara Jean. Probably over 10 years ago, I took my last flu shot. And every time that I had taken the flu shot, of course, following the admonitions of health professionals, they said, yeah, you need it. I take it. Guess what? I end up with the flu. I would lose a week's worth of work. I'd be down. I'd be really sick. And typically that would spread to, you know, throughout my home. So I ended up having a month or a month and a half of the flu in my home. I just decided, you know, I am not taking that shot anymore. And I've got to tell you something. In over 10 years, I've never had the flu. I've been flu free. I've had, you know, colds and things, but I have not had the flu. So,
when you think in terms of the executive order to disallow any kind of a lawsuit to a health professional or to a manufacturer or to the government who is now leading the parade in this new pandemic vaccination, they learned from 1976, didn't they? And
yes,
to think that the president would be so intent to have an executive order and then name the specific novel H1N1A right out of, you know, off the top of his head in 2005, what did he know then that would have caused him to do that as we move down to becoming vaccinated in 2009? Also, look at the CDC. Now, on that clip, it was Dr. Maxine Fox who was not identified. I tried to help you with that before. She was the woman representing the CDC telling you that it takes almost a year to understand whether you have a proper vaccine. How could they then, in such a short time from the announcement in April in Mexico, be so underway for this fall in proper manner, according to their own standards?
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to conclude that this has been a plan that has been in the planning stages for a long time. Barbara Jean, we are committed to a program here that we really don't know a lot about. And, of course, having reviewed that video, that was actually Mike Wallace who did that CBS piece back in 76. And, you know, it was very interesting to see what the outcome was. And, in fact, one lady was directly affected. It so totally ruined her physical capabilities. She was in a wheelchair for some time. She did regain the ability to walk, so on and so forth. But all of that due to one shot. I think that we have to question these things, and that as citizens of this country and having personal rights as well, to have someone shove something like this in your face and say, this is going to be mandated. And we've talked about this mandated aspect of this thing and the fact that if something happens, we as the American people have no recourse. If we're forced to take the shot and then we end up with some severe adverse effects, whether it's brain damage or some physical ailment, we have absolutely no recourse, even though an individual's been told that they will take this shot. Well, you know, I like the idea of self-segregation then. You know, if it's going to be that big of a deal. In fact, I got to tell you, with my family, one of the things that we've done now for years we refuse to take these shots, and none of my kids have come down with the flu or any other side effects. Yeah, they have some allergies. They have some other things. They have some minor side effects due to allergies and things. But they haven't had the flu. And I think we've got a pretty good track record. My track record over 10 years tells me in my own family that things are doing pretty well. And I'm sure there's a lot of individuals listening out there now that have seen the same results within the confines of their own homes as well. And so we have to question our ability to recourse. Without recourse, there's no way in the heck I'm going to take a shot. I mean, I'm not taking it anyway. That's not my plan. That's my personal choice. But to know that you have no recourse is a real setup, and to see that it's been established in the form of an executive order is even more ridiculous. People always have had recourse. They've always should have the ability to say, look, you forced me to do this, and I got screwed up in the process. I want to have some kind of remuneration here for my aches and pains. And, you know, some of these people didn't recover. And in fact, you look at what happened at, Fort Dix, and, you know, that private had no choice. He died. And then it's like, well, thanks for your service, and down the road they go. The government will never bat an eye over this. And what they're trying to do, I think, is sinister. I think what the government's trying to do is illegal. They're going to try to put it into the guise of, this is for society's benefit. Well, I'll tell you what, you guys do it first, and we'll see how you guys handle everything, and we'll go from there. But as for, you know, me and my house, I think we're going to stay with what's tried and true, and that is just remaining healthy, eating good fruits and vegetables. Doing things that, meat in moderation, things like that, eating well. There's also a study that came out from, I came across this. It was an article written by Melanie Sagala, which was calling about protect yourself from the flu and the vaccine. It was dated July 15th this year. And she's the managing editor of Total Health Breakthroughs, which I think is pretty interesting. There was a study done back in 2005. There was a Dr. Cannell, who is a psychiatrist at Atascadero State Hospital in California. It's a maximum security hospital for psychiatric patients. And apparently in 2005, an influenza case broke out there within the confines of the hospital. And, one by one, the wards became affected by this flu virus. Well, it wasn't long that it eventually got around to Dr. Cannell's ward, but there's an interesting thing that happened. Apparently the patients that he had in his ward had all been given a daily dose of 2,000 individual units of vitamin D for several months. Now notice it was for several months leading up to this particular outbreak. Well, none of the patients in his ward that he was responsible for acquired the influenza, never got the virus. And, of course, vitamin D does something really, really interesting. It boosts the body production of what they call antimicrobial peptides, which is the peptides, if you go back to your old biology classes, is a class of proteins that quickly destroys the cell walls of bacteria, and which includes viruses and influenza and fungi. So these peptides keep the lungs free from infection. You know, and you start looking at this. Well, I ran this information by some experts. They go, yeah, that's right. That's exactly what happened. Simple vitamin D. Now, if you recall, what the government's been trying to do is control a lot of the health food market, including things such as vitamin B, vitamin B12, vitamin C. We have absolutely been inundated with this idea that the government knows best, and that, you know, a synthetic form of a drug or something. Now, don't get me wrong. I tell you, I've had to have one or two shots of penicillin in my life, and I'm all for it. It's great stuff. But penicillin's one thing. Flu virus is another. There are great things that medicine has been able to do. And I'm not saying generically that that's how things work all over. What I am saying is, in this particular case, that we need to be very, very careful about this approach. And, you know, I've already been on the phone. I've been on the phone with the senators and from my state. I've been on the senators from the congressmen in my district. And I have been pushing to get this stuff, which includes later we can, you know, maybe talk about Sotomayor issue and Major Cook's issue. But one of the things that I had to bring out was this idea that this is craziness. And when you get this stuff getting forced down, basically into the throats of our children, at the elementary school and in high school levels, junior high and middle schools, we're going to set up shop here and we're going to do this thing. I got to be honest with you. I've got a daughter, and I've already told her that if it's going down that road, I said, I'll just pull you out of school and we'll start homeschooling you, because I'm not going to deal with this. In fact, I've got to tell you something really funny. Last year when I was enrolling my daughter in high school, one of the things that occurred, I went over to the local health department, and I went in with my daughter, and I took the little number, and I waited and filled the room of, possible illegal aliens in the room. I didn't see anybody else that was of my race in there at the time, but finally got up to the deal, and I sat down, and they said, how can we help you? And I said, well, I need to get an exemption for my daughter. And they said, well, if it doesn't meet these certain qualifications, you can't do it. And I said, well, let me tell you this. I said, my daughter is not taking any more immunizations from you guys. I said, the last one she had made her ill, and I said, that was years ago. And I said, we're not doing this anymore. We're not playing this game. And she said, well, you're going to have to fill out this form. So I filled out the form. And I'm going to have to paraphrase this to you, but this was the most interesting thing. It clearly stated, if there is an outbreak or an epidemic that occurs in the school, your child will be forced to remain at home. And I just chuckled. I absolutely chuckled, because I thought, how stupid. I said, if there's an outbreak in the high schools or in the elementary schools, my kid's not going to go to school anyway. So it didn't make any sense. I think that we've really got to stand up on this one. We've got to step back. We've got to take a real hard look at what is going on here with this situation, because we're being told by the government what's good for us. And I'll tell you what, recently I haven't seen a darn thing coming out of the government that's very good for us.
It's interesting that the momentum has moved so fast. When I gave out that number, I think now I put it away, but it was around 470 or something worldwide that have died from this new outbreak. Now, any one is too many, and I'm not dismissing that it was a tragedy for those families and loved ones involved, wherever they were across this world. But also you have the World Health Organization suggesting now that they are no longer going to keep track. And that seems really funny to me, that they're not going to have the updates like they have in the past. That was a recent announcement. Doesn't make sense to me. Also, the number of 400-plus deaths that I gave earlier pales to the amount of, like, say, over 43 or 44,000 Americans killed annually with automobile accidents. So the numbers, you know, are really kind of unusual. Now, I'm not dismissing that this contagion and all of that that can happen if everybody's getting the virus, that can come and come fast. However, to go to level 6 is amazing, which opens all the doors for any implementation, whether it's martial law, globally, whatever, or in the states or the nations themselves, everything is now okay because of the level six. So daily life to be normal, my assessment to everyone listening is that it is not. This is a topic that Matt and I should discuss. He should discuss it with his religious leader. You need to talk about it to your neighbor in a half hour. We as a populace, and I kid you not, if hundreds of thousands of us, not just 200 at the Capitol, hundreds of thousands of us say no, it can happen. We can resist. And thank you for listening to this topic. We'll go to other topics now. There are many to discuss. You're listening to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host today, and our guest is Matt Moody.
Hi, this is Tom DeWeese, inviting you to join us for the 10th Annual Freedom 21 National Conference in Oklahoma City, August 13th to 15th. Our keynote speaker is G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. You will also meet Chuck Baldwin, Gun Owners of America President Larry Pratt, a host of state legislators hot on the heels of the fight to preserve state sovereignty. And you will learn all the details behind the coming international ID and how the MEAC report fits in. Property rights, privacy rights, education, and the assault on natural health care, all will be discussed at Freedom 21. And John Stadmiller of RBN will be helping me co-host the event. You can register for the full conference or for just a day. We also offer a very special student rate. For more information, go to www.freedom21.org or call my office at 540-341-8915. The leaders in the fight to preserve our freedom are gathering in Oklahoma City this summer. I hope you'll join us at the Freedom 21 National Conference.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saul Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July, Mr. Matt Moody. A lot of things to think about these days as we try to have normal lives. Just the idea that a Secretary of Commerce representing the United States would indicate in China last week that we should fit the bill in order to encourage the Chinese to go along with cap and trade. I feel like I'm a stepchild and that that the leadership, the parents of this country are looking elsewhere and not looking to the family, the citizen of the United States, that they, as a leader of this country, should nurture and look to. That should be their rule of living and being, is to look after and the good, the survival of a sovereign state of the United States. Doesn't seem like that way, does it?
No. We're, in my opinion, we're so far off track, it's not even funny anymore. And the lives that are being disrupted and the way that our country is functioning is out of kilter. And we, you know, those of us out here that understand it and are trying to get it back on track, and I'll tell you, there's a lot of us, and every day there are more and more of us that are waking up to what's happening in this country. And you know, you mentioned cap and trade, and I got to tell you something. I was recently in conversation with our congressman from our particular district, and he sent me a little piece of information from his office in D.C. And, you know, where I live, we have an average household of about 3.08 people per household. And we were talking about just exactly what was going to happen to the electric bills under the cap and trade. And he said, literally, this is what's going to happen. It means that there will be an increase by $3,435.65. That's nearly $290 per month on top of what we're already paying for electricity. Now, figure this out. You know, when he said per month, I went, okay, well, you know, it doesn't ring, it doesn't register to a lot of people until you reread it. $290 per month on top of what you are already paying for electricity. And his comment, basic comment to me was, you know, Matt, I don't believe that this colossal tax increase on the American people is worth 0.9 degrees. And I don't either. I don't either. This is insane. To imagine that with cap and trade, if it, you know, finally just, takes effect and is implemented throughout this country, that I'm going to have to pay up to $290 additional per month on what I'm already paying for electricity. And I questioned him on this. I said, do you mean per month? He goes, yeah, per month. So, folks, we're in deep trouble. And this whole cap and trade thing is nothing but a tax. It's just nothing but a tax. And if you're buying into it, then, you know, I wish you well, but I'm not buying into that. And I'm listening to the people that really have their ears to the rail back there in D.C., and we're being handed a load of stuff here on that one, Barbara Jean.
Well, the other part of it is it's almost like a religion. And with some folks, this green adventure they're on, and they look upon someone who doesn't go along with the Salt Lake Tribune or its many editorials as a heretic and someone to be an outcast. And young people are, you know, just all part of this because of their teaching in the schools on the issue of going green. So we have a lot to compete with. When we come back, we'll talk with other current topics, so don't go away.
With recent